do now. We spoke once about Bitochen, and I want to go back to the conversation about Bitochen. I'm not going to do the piece inside first. The piece inside we'll get to in the context. The Chabas Lavavis defines what is Bitochen. Bitochen is that the Menuchas HaNefesh of a Bateach, and the one that he's Bateach in. So he says that to have Menuchas HaNefesh, to be in a state of I'm relaxed, I feel safe and secure, so I'm not worried. There's Menuchas HaNefesh. I'm not, because the one who I'm relying on, I know is a Yachol, he's able to deal with all the issues. He's a Yodea, he's aware of all of the issues. He is one that he cares about me enough that he would intervene, take care of all of the issues. And he knows what's best for me. So because of the combination of all those factors, so I have somebody who's taking care of me, who knows better than me what's good for me, cares enough to want to do something about it, has the ability to do something about it, and is aware of what's happening with my life. So then I feel safe. So the analogy which I like to give is a young child. You go on a trip with the parents, and you have like a very good trip, and you're on the way back, and you fall asleep in the back seat, and there's like this state of feeling, is like total safety. Like, my parents are the most powerful people in the world. They can solve any problem. I'm totally safe and secure. That is what it means to be betuach. That's what betuach means. Betuach means I'm in a state of being betuach. I'm totally safe and secure. The Gaon comes along and says that the end of the first line in the middle is the Iker, Hakol Hu Abitochen, Misho Betochen, and Tarosso Miskayim Beyonah. It says Iker Kol Hu Abitochen. So this, there's a quote over here from the Gaon of Mishlei.
This is the Chos Halos?
This is actually the Evan Shlema from the Gaon.
The main text is Evan Shlema?
Evan Shlema, yeah. Okay. So the Evan Shlema, as written, didn't have all of the notes. He just, you know, he wrote, you know, on top, and, well, I'm sorry, I said that right. The original Evan Shlema, which was written with the main text and the supporting text. Some of it was not full quotes. It was more like, you know, ayin. This version of it, they took all those things and they actually expanded upon them. So the Sefer, obviously, now is much larger, but you have all of the sources, and then obviously there's footnotes, because who... What self-respecting individual would publish a Sefer nowadays without footnotes, you know, right? So it's this yesod of that it says Bitochen is Iker Hakol, says the Gaon of Mishlei, which is tremendously important. Gaon of Mishlei, the pasuk says, Liyos Hashem Yiftachecho. Remember the end of the pasuk. Liyos Hashem Yiftachecho. The Russian was mitzava gamata. Now the Russian was mitzava the mitzvahs. Liyos Hashem Yiftachecho. I don't remember the next lesson of the pasuk, but the pasuk says that the Russian, in order that you should have put your reliance in Hashem, that's why Hashem commanded the mitzvahs. So the Gaon says, the pasuk in Tilim says, "V'yakim Edus B'Yakov, V'Torah Son B'Yisrael." So the Bereshim gave the mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, Asher Tzivah as a Maseder LaHidiyom Ibnehem, and he commanded us to give those over to our children. L'man Yedu Dorachar and Bonim Yevaleidu. The letter of Israel is when they give birth. Yisimu Belekim Kislam, Yishchum Al Lekel, Mimitzvah Savin Seru. They'll rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Pirish. M'yokim Eidus Heiman V'yim Ksuvim. That's all of the different tales, etc., which the V'yim Ksuvim give to us. The Torah Soma Yisrael is referring to Torah. Soma Yisrael, we couldn't see this as a Torah Yisrael, who? Kesh Yisimu B'tchanam Hashem. Like it says, we Yisimu B'lekim Kislam, Roshim put these into Klal Yisrael. The Torah, the V'yim Ksuvim, everything which is there, in order that he should create a vehicle that we will rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Kostov, and the Sabra Achakach Lim, and then we have a Chiv to then transmit that to the children as well. So the language on top is not as powerful as the actual language of the Gra in Mishlei, where he says that the whole purpose of Sittis HaTorah Yisrael was for in order to have bitachin. And it's Ikra Kol, and it's the Klal Kol HaMitzvahs. So I can include everything into the mitzvah of, and that's the pshat over here. That's what the Russian gave the mitzvah. That's the end of the pasuk. Okay, so that's a tremendous, thought that the Gaon is saying. That the Gaon is saying that the purpose of all of the Torah is for bitachon. So, if this is such a true statement, Chazal should have told us this beforehand somewhere. So the Gaon says Chazal did. The Mora in Makkos goes through a whole process of telling us that the retiring mitzvahs, and then David Melch came and he made an Yud Aleph, and all the way down to Baruch Habakkuk, we mean Alachas. Habakkuk was able to take the whole Torah and stand the whole Torah on one mitzvah, the Sadek Ben Manasseh Yichya. And the Goyin, in a longer piece, says that that's referring to Bitochin. Emunah is the knowledge and the awareness, living with that knowledge and that awareness. Taking that, making that how you live, that's Chol Bitachon. He says, in Bayis Rishon, they had Bitachon, Bayis Shem, they didn't have Bitachon. He continues with these issues along the way. This beautiful piece, which I'm not going to do right now, on the third page. We contrast Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni in this respect, etc. It goes in the Kutei Agrua, this long piece over here. So just on page 4, Vamru, so it's on the fourth page, the third line in the Kutei Agrua, end of the line. Harishonim bayis rishon shal Yibraham avodas regular shikus damim shal tol bichadim Hashem nimzaki maseim ram oid shikulam biyharg vayaver averes kamur shabatar the beliba hayatayv oid shalat bitachil akulam. That's the biggest mile. Vachredim oskim b'tara gvilas tzadim because they had sinas skinim. Says where does sinas skinim come from? Vumi chusar b'tachil shikal kina b'sina mimenu. The Yisrael of Kina and Sina come from a lack of bitachon. So, the way I like to explain it, imagine there's this powerful king. He's a king. He has a very large kingdom, but he loves his subjects tremendously. He loves the citizens of the state tremendously, and he wants to take care of them as best as he could. He's a brilliant man, tremendous amount of knowledge, he's wise, he's caring, and he has tremendous resources. He's a king over a very large land which is very rich in resources. And he actually is available to the public. Any person they want, they can make an appointment to meet with the king, a private appointment. You block a period of time and you can discuss issues with him, and he will give advice, suggestions, etc. So you make your appointment, obviously it's many months in advance, and you come for the time, and it's very scary to walk in there. You walk in, and you have this powerful king, who's the power of life and death. He's his power. He has tremendous resources at his disposal. And he's wise, and he's caring, and he has knowledge, and he listens to you, and he focuses on you for an hour. So the most you're going to have is this feeling of safety and security. You're being taken care of. While you're in that state, that you feel so safe and secure and taken care of and respected, etc., your neighbor drives by in the latest version of the camel, right? You know what you say? You know what? I feel so good where I am. I'm happy he should have also. So the root of sina and kina is because I'm not happy where I am. I don't feel that feeling where I am. And then I'm looking outward, what else is out there? But if I can create that reality inside of myself, that awareness of that living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is so palpable, that I live in a world with Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei Amlochim is interested in me personally, and he's taking care of me personally, I forgin. This is a Yiddish word called forgin. I'm so happy everybody else should have also. says, so the opposite of this true Madrega Bitochen is Kinyan Sina. So by Shayna, the reason they were lacking was this reality. So Chazal weren't faulting them on Kinyan Sina. That was a similar Dabra that inside their hearts, they weren't really living this connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the result is the Churban Habayis is for thousands of years. So that's the. So he wants to connect that into the simonim of the four chayas, the four behemoths, Timaeus. Three of them are male geira, but they don't have split hooves. And the chazer has split hooves, but it's not male geira. So that's the chazal takes referring to the four malchias. Mm-hmm. So the first three malchias, the stomach's good, the inside is good, the outside is bad. So the inside is healthy, but the outside is bad. That's Golus of Bavel, that's Golus of Poras, that's Golus Yavin. Edom is Nimshel to Chazir. The inside is not Malagera. The inside is bad. Outside, he split hooves. It looked God's fine. So by Shani, it was a Moshel to that. Right. That the inside was not healthy. Outside, they kept the Torah, mitzvahs, etc. But inside, that healthy relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu was missing. And when the inside is healthy, 7 years of Golus can bring you back. When the inside is unhealthy, you can be in Golus for over 1,900 years, and you're not going back yet. And that's the guy in the Maz with this whole Hemshech of this Gemara. So Golus Yavin is somewhere in the middle. It's the beginning of the process. While they're in Bayis Sheni, it's the first Golus which exists in Bayis Sheni, and it's the Golus, while you're in Bayis Sheni, you're in a state of Golus. It's such an extraordinary thing that we should have a state of Golus while we're in Bayis Sheni. What does it mean? How could such a thing be? Okay, so that's the... We focus very much on the Nes of the Neiris. So there's a lot of questions about the Nes of the Neiris to think about. One of the questions of the Nes of the Neiris is that the main reason why Klai Yisrael has to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu was that the Russians saved this in the Muhammad. You went to war, Rami Ma'amiyati, and that's, the Al-Nisim really seems to focus on that. But the Halakha's Neiris and the Baruch of Halakha's Neiris, etc., seems to focus on the Neiris. Number one. Number two, Chazal Mishnah says in Ovis that there were 10 Nisim which happened in the Mesa Mikdash on a constant basis. So that Shemin should last for 8 days is not extraordinary. That you should be in a place where there's hundreds of thousands of people, and when they bow down, there's room for every single person. Like the world is expanding. It's a place the world can expand, that the smoke from the Mizbeach can go straight up, even though there's tremendous winds blowing. So oil can last for 8 days. Like, what's the big spritz? Why is it so?
Weren't the Nisim Batal and Habayis Sheni?
It says there Meravi was Batal.
Just that's it. That's
it says there's five things missing in Habayis Sheni. It says Shkin was missing, etc. It says when Shimon HaTzadik was Ifter, the Ner Meravi stopped having that Nes that it lasted from day to day. So there's a beautiful piece from the Rebbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. So in he goes to the Ikarei Tshuva. So the 15th Ikar is Tefillah. He has 20 Ikarim in Tshuva, 20 main points of parts of the process of Tshuva. So in the Tefillah, process of Tshuva, he says Tefillah plays a tremendous role. He says that he goes in Tefillah itself. He goes to four things a person has to daven for. So one of the things that a person has to daven for is the following: Oisman Beis. A Yispalo Bala Tshuva El Hashem Limchis Koav Pishav Becheron Chatesov. Person should totally erase his chet. Mishiachad Tzvav Yitzeiav Yosu Loi Kasher In Lachot. And the relationship should go back as if he had not sinned. Can you share because of a different Eliyahu El Bala Tshuva Achrei Yisurim. Yetel el alokah, but you'd say, "Ki yitachin liyos ha'aber nislach meniftem in a yisurim mikol zeh." The Prophet Shmuel came back to you. He has no tannas in you. He's not going to punish you at all. I don't want any presents from you. The tzaddik's desire is to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. The person should want to interface with him. You have two friends, and Reuben and Shimon. And Shimon, at one point in time, betrays the trust that Reuben had with him. He shares a secret that he shouldn't have shared. And it was really very embarrassing for Reuben, etc. Right. So Reuben feels there's a damage that's been done to him. And the fact that there's a person that he trusted who betrayed his trust, which is tremendously painful. Shimon comes, he apologizes, and he, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Father says, you know what? I'm out of here. I have no time anymore. I thought about it. I moved on with life. I'm not upset at you. So are we friends again? I said, I can't be your friend. I can't get past what you've done. That the relationship has been marred. It's been damaged. So it's shy because Baruch is such a concept as well. So the Rosh Hashanah, Michael, the Chet, not giving you Yisurim, but the Rosh Hashanah is not interested in you. He doesn't want to have that relationship. That's not what we want. And that's what he brings. That's what David Melch with Davin, and he brings that he with Davin for that. By Hashem, the Bershom gave Klai Yisrael back to Beis Hamikdash. They came along within the Mikdash itself, and they were a makom kavodas avodah zarah. It's along the lines of the Chet HaEgel. The Rosh says, you know what? I don't want the Beis Hamikdash anymore. I don't want your avodah anymore. No avodah. The avodah becomes bottle. Klal Yisrael does shuva. And they're led back to win the war. Now they get the Beis Hamikdash back. They're retired, etc. And they're ready to do the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. But they have no idea if where Kadosh Baruch Hu stands at this point in time. Obviously, he's allowed them to get back to Ravoita. Means he's been moichel them. But that there should be this warm, loving relationship between the two of them, that they have no idea. The Vardar, that's their chiyuv, that's their mitzvah. Where do you see that warm, loving relationship? In the Nisim, which took place in the Beis Hamikdash. So Klai, so more than the Mochoma, they wanted to know, where do we stand in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are we just, okay, I'm not upset at you. You have a right to get the Beis Hamikdash back. You have a right to do your mitzvahs. Very nice. You do your thing. You know, and you do your thing. I'll do my thing. You know, whatever. Or are we back to the loving embrace that we once had? So the nace of the Pach Shemin is the relationship. It's not just that we won the war. It's not just that which was tremendous nace. But this is an indication of that the relationship has been repaired. And that's why that's so chavav to Klal Yisrael. So Hirsch, the Sos Emes says this idea. Page 7. The Gemara says you make the bracha he brings the foot on the bottom where you see that in the Gemara. But the Gemara says that you only say Shachiyon on the first night. The Gemara says, so why do you say? Because once you reach the time of Chanukah, so you're in the Zman. There's no reason to say it again. So why do you make a bracha on the nace? Shasa Nisim every night, because each night there was more nace. The nair continued to burn, which means that the bracha of Shasa Nisim is referring to the nairs. In that the dinner where there's a bracha which we say on Nisim, we say a bracha on Shasa Nisim al Kamazet. Person had a miracle happen to him. So that the halacha is brought down. It's only in the situation where a person's life was in danger and he was saved. That's when you make the bracha. Shasa Nisim la'vaseinu on Purim, Klai Yisrael's life was endangered. Over here, the only issue was mitzvah. They weren't a danger. So we don't find anywhere that you make a bracha, shalsa nisim, or shalsa neis, because, you know, before I couldn't do a mitzvah, now I could do a mitzvah. If they can't, they can't. So there's no way. Like, version doesn't need to make nice. If we can't, we can't. There's no chiyuv anymore. They felt low. And the lashon of the matter is that they darkened their eyes. That Klal Yisrael actually felt, you know, that maybe the Yevanim were right, maybe the Baruch Hu not interested anymore. They pushed started believing it. They felt so downtrodden. If Pasha lifted us up, we felt so good that Baruch Hu is doing this nace of the nearest for us. It was a tremendously important message for us. That's why it's called Chanukah, he says. So that they rededicated themselves because they felt so energized. They felt that yes, the Rosh Hashanah cares. He wants to hear from him. He wants it. The feelings of sadness, of depression, whatever it was they were feeling, despondency, were gone. And they're like totally turned around. We're. So that was when the narratives are so important.
It wasn't really necessary. It was an expression of love.
No, it wasn't necessary. It was an expression of love.
With
So it's a beautiful thought over here. This. So I think it's even take the first and tie it in. It's even beautiful. So the next page points out that in classic and contemporary Hebrew, the word nes is used to describe a miracle that reveals the presence of Hashem in our lives, the life of our people. Because the language of the scriptures, it denotes a raised visible signpost. The son nes to come is going to say no. It means a banner. Right? A nes, a banner, indicates the direction in which an army as a whole and each of its members is expected to move. Now, there can be hardly found a more meaningful way to define the miracles in Jewish history. Calling them nisim, which means signposts and banners. Now, the truth is, the word of God refers to them as oisus, movsim, right? Phenomena events which went over the minds for a given truth. But our nation refers to them as nisim. In the language of the word oisim and movsim is used much more than nes. From Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, it's an oisim and a movsim. From our perspective, it's a nes. Which means it's a signpost and a banner that during all of its wanderings, that there's always a God who watches over them, and it's His will which guides all of its movements. So all of those things which happen as we go along the way are reminders that Kadosh Baruch Hu is walking with us. So that's the Nisim Lavaseinu. It's such an awesome. It was such a message that there's a Nes represents not just a miracle, it represents a message. That's how Rehersh is touching the word Nes. So the also Nisim Lavaseinu that they mamish needed this message. So it comes out the Iker Yisrael of Chanukah is that awareness of living that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us and He's caring for us no matter what. But what's unique about Chanukah is that we blew it and He still does that for us. As long as we're willing to come back. So maybe that's why Chanukah is the end of the din. According to the Chassidish Svarim, that Chanukah is the end of the Yemei Din, because we're not keeping our commitments anymore. Maybe we're not doing so well with that. Right. So maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu has left me. He's not interested in me. He doesn't care about me anymore. Right. There's a nes which lightens up the middle of the darkness of the winter. Which lightens up the sky and says, no, I do care about you still. Just come back to me. The Goyin says that the Sukkos is for Hanan HaKavod. So the Torah is the famous kasha of the Torah. I didn't say this while I was saying the Shir. Somebody pointed it out after me. It's a very, very, very nice parallel to this other Goyin. I think it's a beautiful parallel. And I'll show you why I added a connection to that also. So why do we celebrate, the Torah says, ask the kasha, why do we celebrate Sukkos Sukkot time should be Pesach time. We left Mitzrayim, the Russian gave us the only cover then, and he protected us then. So the Torah answer is because Pesach time, you've been cooped up the whole winter, going outside, living in booths, doesn't show you doing L'shem Mitzvah. Sukkot time is already getting towards the end of the summer, and it's getting cold, you're staying outside, wow, what's that about? But the Goyim gave a different answer. The Goyim says that, because Chazal said that those Anoni HaKavod were taken away when they did a Chet HaEgel. And he makes a cheshbon that the Anoni, after Klai said the Tshuva, the Mershon was Moichel them, they got the Anoni HaKavod back on Tesvav Tishrei. So we're not celebrating the first Anoni HaKavod, we're selling the second ones. Because Sukkot is that even though you blew it, the Mershon is still with you. That's the Simcha of Sukkot. There's a that was the person who said this very nice parallel idea. But I said it's even more exciting than that because the Rekeach, we have the one we showed on the Rekeach, we have from him now. They put out a sefer on Chumash from him. They found the kids. He says in Parshas Amor that the reason why Chanukah is 8 days because it corresponds to the 8 days of Sukkot, and each one of the Yom Tovim Deraisa has a Yom Tov Derabanan which corresponds to it, and the Yom Tov Derabanan which corresponds to Sukkot is Chanukah. So to mamish this word. This idea that so the Iker Yisrael of Chanukah is that the Baruch Hu was mamish there taking care of us, which is the Midah Bitachon. So that's why Chanukah, the Rambam says Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hi adam ha'oid. That it's an extraordinary, the Pesukim in Isa is so important. Why did they publicize this miracle? Why is it so important? Because it's not just a miracle, it's a signpost, it's a message. This is the message that Klai Yisrael needs to hear. There's a plakus in the Achronim, Yeshua and others, is the Iker Pesukim in Isa to Yisrael to Goyim, and he also the Iker to Yisrael. The main purpose is not to tell, you know, it's to tell us that the Roshim is there. Rav Demiller Zatzal says this same idea as the Svasemis. He says that's why we say Hallel. Because the word Hilul, different than other languages, Hilul doesn't mean praise, it means wild, exciting, excitement of praise. So you're just like, bah! Right? That's what Hilul is. He says, imagine you're in your Shalayim, and you got to basically make this back, and you're sitting with this, you know, this rock on your heart. Where do we stand? Is Hashem really, really, really moichel us? Does he really, really love us? And then you hear that the neiros are going day after day after day. Can you imagine the whole city was on fire? Like the simcha, the excitement, that's all they spoke about. That's Chanukah. That's how you say a hallel, he said. Hillel is not just you say hallel, and you look, the hallel which Chazal gave us is an extraordinary thing. It talks about the panorama of history. It talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It talks about the Mashiach. It talks about the person in the individual's life. It talks about the Rosh's relation is not up in the heavens. It's down here with us. It's all there. All these emotions are there in the hollow. So that was the thought I wanted to share with you.